AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are where they were last winter.
The U.S. is averaging over 1,800 COVID-19 deaths a day, the highest since early March. Along with 170,000 new cases per day, that's the highest since late January. And both figures have been on the rise over the past 2 weeks. The cases, driven by the Delta variant, combined with resistance among some Americans to get vaccinated, are concentrated mostly in the South. While one-time hotspots like Florida and Louisiana are improving, infection rates are soaring in Kentucky, Georgia, and Tennessee, fueled by children now back in school, loose mask restrictions, and low vaccination levels. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Senate begins work on a new federal voting rights bill. GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
There is no rational basis for the federal government taking over how we conduct elections in this country.
Senate Democrats unveiled a pared-back bill as GOP state legislatures passed measures to make it more difficult to cast a ballot. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Instead of doing what you're supposed to do in a democracy, win over the people you didn't win before, they're trying to stop the people who didn't vote for them from voting.
Democrats need 10 Republicans to back the measure in order for it to pass. Last day of voting in the California gubernatorial recall election, Governor Gavin Newsom says Democratic voters have turned out in the early voting.
In the early voting, Democrats have been coming out strong, and I'm just humbled by that.
Voter Mary Bruno tells KABC.
I think that Gavin Newsom has failed our state so immensely. I have four children, and the last 2 years have been atrocious with the schools and just the lockdowns and the homeless and the taxes. It's too much.
Despite unsubstantiated claims by Republicans of voting problems, there have been few issues reported. This is AP News. What was once Hurricane Nicholas, now a tropical depression, but the rain from the system still very much in play. National Weather Service says 5 to 10 inches of rain likely from southern Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle, with 20 inches possible over the next few days. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the state is taking a 1-2 punch.
One of the most distressing parts of this is the heaviest rain now is expected to fall in the areas that were most devastated by Hurricane Ida, down in southeast Louisiana.
Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey's campaign Facebook page was taken down for less than an hour this morning. The company says it was mistakenly flagged as an imposter account. Ivey calls the short-term shutdown a reaction to her criticism of President Biden's vaccination mandate, adding, quote, "I'm not backing down. I never will. We're fighting Washington. We'll fight big tech, too." I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.